February 24th. This morning we were up early to go out to the wall. The snow had stopped, but was still on the ground, which resulted in longer driving time to get out to the wall, but didn't really create any problem. As a matter of fact, worked out fine. There was no wind and it was warm and sunny at the wall, so we had a beautiful visit there and at the Ming tombs. After we finished the wall visit, we had to stop in a little house at the bottom to have tea, which we all sat around and did. Joe did not go out, but the vice premier did, as well as the foreign minister. Then we went to the Ming tombs and went into a little house there, in which they served a fantastic lunch, although it was supposed to be just a snack, but they had all kinds of meats, pastries, etc. Most of the pastries done in the shape of little animals of various kinds, and the girls just kept passing one after another. Topped off with a delicious sort of chocolate jelly roll sponge cake. The wall of the tombs were basically as expected. It was funny on the way into the tombs, in the park area surrounding them, that they had the staged groups of people playing cards, children doing jump rope, a family eating, kids posing for pictures, etc., so that photographers had ample material as they walked along. The press seems to be in pretty good spirits, in spite of what others have said. I didn't detect much grumbling. And the president made a magnificent statement at the wall about the walls that separate people, etc., which will give them some substance to play with today. Also, he made a statement at the tombs, and so they had some access to him and a chance to get a feel of what he's looking like, what his attitude is and all, which should be helpful. Before leaving for the meeting this afternoon at 5 o'clock, the president had me up and then Henry dropped in. And he was reviewing the general situation. And then when Henry came in, said that Henry reported on some of their progress in drafting the communique, the president made it clear he was still hanging very tough on some of the items, and they're still working on wording on some of the problems. A couple of interesting points. As word came in that the meeting had been delayed a few minutes, the president made the point that that's just fine. He'll be a little late, too. And then when they came up to say it's now time for him to leave, he said, I'll be with you in about 10 minutes. And he did delay about 5 minutes to make them wait. And he made the point that he wasn't going to just jump every time they said to go. The other point that was interesting is that he said that when Henry reported to him that Joe probably would blast him today because at some point he had to. The president said, that's fine, I'm ready for that, and I've just worked out some pretty good blast back, and I'm in the mood to do that anyhow today. So this afternoon's session may turn out to have been a rather fiery one. It'll be interesting to see what Henry has to report. Henry said he had spent some time with Rogers on the communique and on the Taiwan question, and that we no longer have too much of a problem with him because he had talked with the foreign minister all the way out to the wall and now had a pretty clear picture of what the problems were in that. Rogers could tell from what the foreign minister said that there was no chance of putting his plan through, so he's now backed off and is working with Henry on Henry's plan. And will, in fact, help to write it, apparently. The Taiwan thing is still pretty touchy because they want us to agree to remove forces, where we will only say we'll reduce. But reduce doesn't translate into a usable word in Chinese, so they're still in an impasse in figuring out how to deal with that. After the dinner tonight, the president had me up for a little time-killing, got into the question of tomorrow's schedule, and wants to cut the tour of the Forbidden City down as much as he can, and wanted to try to eliminate all the handshaking and glass clinking at the dinner tomorrow night. But at about that point, Henry came in and said that he felt that was a mistake, that we should do it the Chinese way, so we probably will. Also, we're going to have a plenary session tomorrow to bring the foreign minister types in, but they aren't going to have time now because of the sightseeing and the banquet, so that's going to have to be in Hangzhou, where there was no meeting originally scheduled. So he wants to cut the sights February 24th. He got into a discussion with Henry on the communique. They're still having a terrible problem on ironing out the Taiwan question. And Henry's meeting with his guy again tonight at midnight to try to work something out. We ended up agreeing to do the communique release on Sunday night. In spite of the disadvantages of that from the viewpoint of delaying it for our newsmen who are becoming rather restless. We had a discussion of that situation, and President and Henry both feel there's really nothing we can do about it except sweat it out at this point, figuring that the communique will cure it when the time comes. They talked about general attitude here, and Henry feels that everything's going very well and that we're going to come up with a good communique, but the president made the point that we may just have to end up with no communique at all if we can't get Taiwan worked out, and we may not be able to work it out. Henry agreed that was a possibility, but didn't think it would happen because they'd committed to a communique. There was also some discussion of the question of another meeting with Mao, and the president feels that they're may very well not be one, although Henry says they've committed to two, and he's sure there will be. The general attitude still seems to be positive, but the president's obviously having some concern about the press situation and the general attitude that may be arising as a result of that. Also, he is concerned about the press reporting of China, which has become quite adverse as they've seen some of the communist operations, such as the university and the army. And he wondered if that was going to have an adverse effect, as Buchanan feels it is. Henry didn't seem to think so. In fact, thought it was beneficial in that it would show the Chinese the tough problem we have at home. End of February 24th.